An old sign at a deli in the Bronx led to a fine and costs of around $13,000 to the owners. City Councilman Rafael Espinal is taking up their cause, calling fines like that unfair. And the councilman joins us live on the news line now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
So the signs weren't a problem before. Why are they becoming more of a problem now?
We are trying to get to the bottom of it. But what's going on in all five boroughs is that the Department of Buildings has decided to go business by business and find swaths of streets and blocks of and commercial strips with these same awning sign violations. And these fines can range between $5,000 up to $20,000. And as we know, it's getting more and more expensive to do business in New York. It's getting more and more expensive to live in New York. And these fines can severely cripple the ability for these small business owners to continue having their businesses here in our city.
Now, Councilman, you are pushing to bring back a moratorium on these fines. And how much support are you getting in the city council?
Well, because of the fact that there are so many communities being affected today, and I do want to mention that this was something that happened in my district in East New York 2 years ago, which is what alerted me and pushed me to push this bill forward. You know, all five boroughs are affected. Everyone's feeling like they need to be a part of the conversation. They want to see these bills passed because they want to get some sort of relief. These violations are debilitating to these businesses. So we have to do everything we can. My colleagues are on board, and we're hoping to get a bill passed before the end of the year. The city did put a moratorium many years ago, but the city did not follow up in doing its job, and that was to educate the businesses on what the rules were around these awnings being installed.
How do you view these particular fines against these mom-and-pop businesses, especially in light of the city's deal to bring these big retailers like Amazon to Queens?
I think it's no secret that we're seeing a lot of our mom-and-pops shutting their doors. We have a lot more vacant storefronts in many, many communities. And what's happening is that we are seeing, again, a lot of these big box stores taking their place, which means we have less entrepreneurs in our city, which means we have what makes New York City so great and vibrant, and that's the backbone of our economy, our mom-and-pop shops. So I think it's a terrible trend. New York City is a vibrant city. What makes us so great is the diversity, and we have to make sure we push back against that trend and support our mom-and-pops to be able to do business here in our city.
City Councilman Rafael Espinal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.